Welcome back to the Kentucky Derby AT&T Morning Line. It's a pleasure to visit with somebody I consider a great friend, Mr. David Beck. Good morning, Mr. Beck. How are you?
Well, good morning.
President of Kentucky Venues, president and CEO, and transition. You made such a wonderful transition from their Kentucky Farm Bureau to the Louisville, to the Kentucky Venues. And I've often said the perfect guy for it because you know agriculture and you know Kentucky, and you're doing a wonderful job there, Mr. Beck.
Well, thank you. Thank you very much.
Good to have dinner with you and your wife last night, Nancy.
That was a delightful evening, wasn't it? Great weather.
It was beautiful.
Good food, good
Louisville
fellowship.
Zoo.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Good conversation. It was very nice.
Did not know your wife was from Lyon County, too. But, you got to tell the story real quickly. How'd you get the first date with her?
Well, you know, in a small county, everybody knows everybody. But her dad had been a vocational agriculture teacher, and he had retired, and he was going to judge a contest. And so I thought I'd ask to invite her out. Don't know whether that helped me or hurt me, but
evidently it worked out.
Love that story, Mr. Beck. You guys stay so busy. We're often I see you two or three times a year at the Kentucky Exposition Center, Kentucky International Convention Center. Tell us, what are you guys up to these days?
Let me just first say it's good to be with you and all of you. I consider you friends. Appreciate what you do and how you do it. You benefit a lot of Kentuckians by getting the word out there. And so we welcome that and just want to compliment you what you're doing with the stations and getting the information around the Commonwealth. And that's critical and important role. So let me just say thank you for what
you're
you
welcome.
Do. And thanks for being here this week in Louisville for the Kentucky Derby Festival leading up to the Kentucky Derby. Kentucky Venues is, we manage the Exposition Center. Many people know us as the Fairgrounds, but also the Kentucky International Convention Center downtown. We'll have about 4 million people come through our doors on an annual basis. Pre-COVID, we would do about 325 events, about 200 at the Exposition Center, about 125. Of course, COVID shut us all down in business. We had challenges in every industry was impacted, and we were as well. But last year, we finished at 73% of where we were pre-COVID, which meant we led the country in keeping the lights on and bringing people back.
That's very impressive.
Well, thank you. A good team, good effort, good facilities.
Absolutely.
The important thing is to have facilities that meet the needs and expectations of the clients. And then you have to have people to provide the service. And trying to bring some private sector concepts to a government agency sometimes a challenge. We're great in Kentucky at cutting ribbons, but we haven't done much on maintenance, but also take care of our people, and we're trying to do that. That makes a difference. We had a truck show the other day, 60,000 people. This is our 50th year, so they keep returning. We can't take that for granted. We got to do it right to have them here for number 51. We had a group the other day, over 12,000 people in our convention center downtown. They were representing attendees from every state, as well as 62 nations. They could go anywhere in the world they want to and have, but they chose Louisville. So I knew tourism was important, but I had no idea how important it was when 69% of the hotels in this region are occupied by the people come through our doors and 2,500 restaurants keep their lights on. It's involved in a domino effect in a positive way for jobs, but also state tax dollars going to Frankfort.
And, you know, I think it's neat, and we certainly want to talk a little bit more about some things you guys are doing to renovate. You got a lot of renovations going on, a lot of things taking place to bring up the facilities at Kentucky Exposition Center and Kentucky International Convention Center to bring it up to date.
That's right. You know, Alan, that is important, and we're very blessed. The Kentucky General Assembly has been very supportive. If you travel our property, you saw we were able to take down the old Cardinal Stadium. We have new gates going in. Wayfinding throughout the property, a lot of infrastructure. We opened the convention center downtown in August of 18. A lot of improvements have taken place. In fact, the legislature made a major commitment this session to fund some major renovations at the Kentucky Exposition Center. You know, I walk through Freedom Hall often and with events, but also with 20 events, and I'm in awe when I think about who all has played basketball here. All the presidents of the United States have spoken there. Elvis Presley, Billy Graham, all the different, and that's a rich tradition. And we want to maintain that heritage, but also keep those facilities where they need to be for the future generations to enjoy and generate revenue and jobs for the Commonwealth.
Fantastic. Mr. David Beck, our guest this morning. Mr. Beck, thank you so much. Great to always see you. Thank you for your hospitality. One of the few guys who give me a cell phone number, and I call.
I use it all the time.
Mr. David
it's
Beck.
Always good to see all of you.
Absolutely.
Thank you for being here.
Yes.
We appreciate
Mayor Wendell Lynch said they're looking into ways to increase security and safety citywide after a very unfortunate incident occurred on the Greenway Trail in Hopkinsville Tuesday night. Mayor referring to an alleged rape that occurred in the area of Bahama Drive around 5 o'clock Tuesday afternoon. Hopkinsville police reported a man grabbed a woman by the neck, pulled her into the wood line, and raped her. The suspect was arrested Wednesday, was arraigned on Christian County District Court charges Thursday morning related to the crime. As of Thursday night's Committee of the Whole meeting, Mayor Wendell Lynch said they're vigorously pursuing options and understanding what happened and how to ensure it doesn't happen again.
This will involve us reexamining and evaluating safety on our greenway system from one end to the other, the infrastructure necessary to make that happen.
WKDZ Country Club, good to have with us today a name well known in this area, Mr. Russ Stallen. Cindy?
Good morning, Russ. How are you?
Hi, Cindy. I'm doing all right.
Good.
Waiting on the snow.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. I hope we wait and wait and wait and it doesn't show up, but I'm afraid that's not going to be the case.
I know. I'm ready for spring.
I know you are. You're busy. You're on the road a lot. You're out singing, promoting your music. Tell us what's the newest news for Russ Stallings.
Well, you know, I just released a new song to Spotify, Apple Music, iTunes, and all that. Of course, people can go to those places and download it or stream it. And, you know, as far as on the charts, the song That'd Be You, right now on Country Digital, on New Music Weekly Charts, Country Digital, we're number one. And on Country Digital Indie, we're number one. And on the Country Indie Radio, we're number five. And Country Radio, I think, number 16, I think. So that's exciting, you know, for me. I guess you call it my first number one, you know, anything like that for me.
22 minutes away from 9 o'clock at 63. Let's join Alan and Alan. I think they've got a special guest out at the Lake Barkley State Resort Park Convention Center, guys.
We do, Bill. Thank you so much. It's always great to have with us George Radford from Genesis Express. And nice donation this morning, Cadence Rotary Club. $30,000, Mr. Radford. That's great. Goes great towards your capital campaign at Genesis.
And as far as our capital campaign goes, this is a tremendous boost, and it happens to come at a very appropriate time. Our building right now is approximately a third of the way finished. And at this point, Alan, with the money that the community has been donating, we don't owe a penny on any phase. All the labor, all the materials, the roofing, all that you see out at 205 Jefferson Street, it's already paid for. So when we get this $30,000 donated to this building, the first thing happened here, tears came to mind. Because again, I just can't say enough for number one WKDZ. You guys have just been fantastic. All that Beth has done in helping us get the capital campaign going, and you guys putting us on the air so many times during the day, and people still are sending donations in.
Bob Brain with the Trickanny Historical Society here this morning. Good morning to you, Bob.
Good morning, Alan.
Great to have you out today to talk about some neat things happening. We had a little story on with you earlier this week, but thought we'd have you out today to share a little bit more about this exhibit you guys open up tomorrow at the Trigg County Historical Society. Tell us about it.
Well, Alan, it's a really unique display. It comes from the Trigg County Kentucky Historical Society. It's one of their traveling displays, and this one's called People of Kentucky. And what it is, they tell the stories of many people. They chose eight that have helped shape and define the state of Kentucky, or for us, our communities, and the nation. And each one of these in some way helped define it. Some of them might have chose to provide opportunities for their families or for the community. Some of them chose to serve in the military. Some of them chose to create. Nathan Stubblefield is a good example of that, and some chose to act. They chose to give of themselves.
I think that's great. So good morning, Carmen.
Good morning.
You get to put on a different hat today.
I do.
No political hats today.
That's right. Today we're just going to talk about fun.
We like fun.
We like fun, don't we? Well, we're so excited because Take a Kid Fishing Day is coming back to Trigg County after 2 years.
Yeah.
We missed 2 years of Take a Kid Fishing Day.
Yeah.
But it's going to be a very special time because we're going to be celebrating our 20th year for Take a Kid Fishing. So many grown adults that are working in the Trigg County area now were some of our first kids that were a part of Take a Kid Fishing Day. So we're real excited about maybe bringing them back and with their own kids. So isn't that great?
It really is. I love things like that that happen. And I actually remember the first year that started.
Do you really?
I really do. You know, we've been on the air for 29 years. So, yeah, I do remember when it first started, and I thought it was such an awesome, awesome event. And so let's talk about what people need to do. They can pre-register.
Yes.
But if you miss that registration, you can still show up that day, right?
You can show up that morning, and we'll register when you come in. But just be sure to bring your adult with you, because we want to make sure that we keep our kids safe. But it's going to be a fun day, and you know, we always give prizes, and everybody gets a t-shirt and a goodie bag that comes. We'll feed them hot dogs and chips and cookies and drinks. And I just want to thank everybody in the community that make this event possible, because without their help, we wouldn't be able to do this event by ourselves.
So who actually does put on the...
You know, Cindy, it's been an active, busy week for our Camp Cadiz campers this week, and I know they have been out and about throughout the entire community and been seeing a lot of great things these young people are doing,
yes.
And the adults helping them as well.
Absolutely. We've enjoyed watching the pictures and seeing what all you are doing. That one transformation, major cleanup of the shrubbery and trees and stuff in front of a home. That was really something else. That's a lot of work. I know it is. So we have some folks. I'm going to let you introduce yourself first and tell us, you know, who you are.
I'm Chandler Wilson.
All right.
I'm Mackenzie Yielding.
I'm Avery Wade.
And I'm Lance Gilliland.
All right. So you want to start with us? You want to start with
Mackenzie?
Okay.
Today, some of our groups will be at Cadiz Baptist Annex grilling hot dogs to share with anyone who would like one. Just pull in and someone will bring to your car.
Oh, well, that's cool. Very nice. And I know you all have been feeding a lot of people this week. So have you all been a part of that part of it, or what all
have
you been doing?
No, we're on the painting and staining crew.
Have you been involved with Camp Cadiz for more than just this year?
Yes, this is my third year.
Third year, so you must really enjoy it.
Yes, I've been on the painting and staining team every year with Mr. Tim Smith, and I'd like to just give him a big shout out.
All right, so that, what is your favorite part about Camp Cadiz? Why do you do this?
Probably just to go share the word and help the people who need it most, because we see so many people who might not know Jesus or might not can, like, get around to their house and get things done that they need. And so just to be able to go and help them and share the word is just a big thing for me.
8:48, 12 away from the hour of 9 o'clock, WKDZ Country Club, and joined with a nice group, a couple of young men here and a young lady, and just a great group to talk about Men to Be, Cindy, which I think is a great program that's really, really showing some great results.
Well, we need to know, what is Men to Be? Who wants to speak? They're pointing fingers at each other.
Men to Be, it's a male mentoring program in Hopkinsville. It was founded by LaDessa Lewis and her husband, Derek Lewis, in 2021, in December. And the goal of Men to Be is just effect change through mentorship. And we see in our young men today that there's a missing quality in our young men. And so our whole goal is just to teach them simple life skills, character, things such as having a hard work ethic, being responsible, having respect.
It's always great to see our young people. And I still say she's a young person
she
to
is.
Me. But it's great to see our young people go out and get their education and look forward to coming back home. And
absolutely.
It's been a long time coming. But Ellie Jolly, Dr. Ellie Jolly, I should say, is with us this morning. Good morning, Dr. Jolly.
Good morning. Thank you guys for having me.
Oh, we're so glad to have you. And you and I had a chance to talk not too long ago. And the passion that I can hear in your voice. I want to talk a little bit about, you told me that in high school, you knew you wanted to come back to Trigg County. So tell us about that journey to get where we are.
Yeah, absolutely. So yeah, truly in high school, I took the medical classes that the vocational building offered at Trigg County High School. And just, all of a sudden I just realized I love this. I loved learning about it. I was just very interested in it. And it very quickly, I realized this is going to be a passion of mine. So then I went on to, you know, graduate from high school and went on to college and wanted to be pre-med. Of course, at the time, I feel like a lot of people are pre-med. And, you know, a lot of people, I feel like, almost kind of write a lot of students off who want to be pre-med because they know how long the journey is. Obviously, my sister was a nurse at the time and now, of course, has finished her nurse practitioner degree. And I started just loving having those conversations with her. I shadowed Dr. Shay Godwin a lot throughout this process.
WKDZ Country Club. Cindy, I thought it'd be a neat opportunity to talk with Kyle Rader. Kyle, you were in another part of Kentucky last week. Good morning to you, by the way.
Hey, good morning to you guys, and good morning to everyone out there. It's a beautiful day, and yes, I was. I was over in the eastern part of the state all last week.
What were you doing over there?
We were working on a mission trip from Kelly Baptist Church. We took 14 people of all ages. Our youngest one was about 5, and the other one, well, they're into their senior years. I won't tell how old they are, but 14 of us loaded up last Sunday, and we headed off to Stearns, Kentucky, which is in Whitley County. It's about 20 minutes past Cumberland Falls State Park. If you know where that's at, you just keep going on the Cumberland Parkway for a little longer, and you will finally end up in Stearns, Kentucky.
We're going to celebrate a bunch of young people today.
Anytime we can put young people in our facility, I'm a happy girl. You know, that motivates me, that inspires me. It makes me work harder for where we're going and what we're doing. And so this is kind of an expansion of our Fan Faves promotion that we've been doing with First Financial Bank. Literally, I guess this is six years, mm-hmm. Where the public gets to pick their favorite athlete in each category. So they have done that already. You have spoken, and the winners have been announced. And so we have 22 winners and 22 runner-ups. And so those kids are invited today. Student athletes are invited today to come by between 2 and 5. They're welcome to bring mom, dad, whoever's a crucial person in their life, their coaches, their athletic directors.